With the book closed on New York's legislative session until next year, several items were left on the table, including the legalization of recreational marijuana. One Hudson Valley state senator says a deal was close, but notes the session did lead to a lot of big accomplishments. State Senator Pete Harkim is one of three first-term Democrats in the Hudson Valley who succeeded Republicans, helping to shift the body into a Democratic majority.
This was just an incredibly productive session. I think it's fair to say, unlike anything that's been seen in recent history, both in terms of the scope and the volume of legislation passed by the Senate.
Here's New York Governor Andrew Cuomo speaking with WAMC's Alan Chartok on the roundtable Monday.
This has been the most robust agenda that has been passed by the state. Virtually all of the issues that were passed, I had previously proposed, and in past years worked for most of them and failed with the Republican Senate.
However, robust and progressive are not the same.
In many ways, I don't think it was progressive enough. What happened, Doctor, to discussion of poverty and civil rights and the minority community? How did you have a discussion of criminal justice reform and not insist that you close Rikers Island, the worst jail in the United States of America, which we've been talking about closing for years and nothing has happened? It's pure government apathy.
Though not necessarily progressive, Harkim highlights pieces of legislation that pertain to local issues, such as the Buchanan-based Indian Point nuclear power plant in his 40th district, which includes parts of Putnam County, northern Westchester, and two towns in Dutchess.
At Indian Point, we were able to pass legislation in both houses that protects the workers there, that mandates that the decommissioning entity has to hire from the existing talent pool and pay them prevailing wage, which is a big win.
Indian Point Unit 2 is slated to close by April 30th, 2020, and Unit 3 by April 30th, 2021. Earlier this year, Indian Point's parent company, Entergy, announced it would sell the plant after shutting down to a subsidiary of Holtec International. Jerry Nappi is spokesman for Entergy. Prior to the bill's passage, he questioned whether such a proposal is necessary, saying Entergy has committed to find positions for any employee who wants to stay with the company and is willing to relocate. At the Nuclear Regulatory Commission's annual meeting on Indian Point June 20th, Nappi addressed worker retention and Holtec.
Well, Holtec has agreed to take the Entergy employees who are part of the first phase of decommissioning and hire them. So after Unit 3 shuts down at Indian Point, the workers who are going to be part of what's called Phase 1, that's usually about less than half of the employees that are there right now, will be picked up by Holtec because they want that institutional knowledge. They've said that publicly. They've said that they're going to honor the union contracts that those employees have, which is a very important thing for the community. And it's going to help with the decommissioning of the site to make sure it's done correctly.
Harkim voted in favor of the green light bill that allows the state to issue driver's licenses regardless of immigration status. Yet he sees an area that needs to be tackled next session.
In the bigger counties, the DMV is run by the state. In the smaller counties, it is run by the county clerk. And the valid point is that they are going to get a lot of new business because of this law, and they need the resources to deal with it. And I agree with them wholeheartedly. And in the next budget, it's our responsibility, if we're going to mandate this work, we should also provide the funding resources to support that work.
New York did not pass a bill supporting recreational marijuana, but agreed to decriminalize small amounts of marijuana.
You know, that was kind of a fallback as opposed to a compromise. I think marijuana will come back probably next year. I thought we were very, very close, you know.
Harkim, who chairs the state Senate Committee on Alcoholism and Substance Abuse, says there was progress on helping in the opioid crisis.
We're able to double the time of treatment from 14 to 28 days before insurance companies can do concurrent reviews. We're able to reduce outpatient copays from multiple to just one per visit. We mandated both public and private insurance and Medicaid need to cover all medically assisted treatment for opioids, which is huge. We passed requirement for the jails, medically assisted treatment for opioids in all of the correctional facilities, both state and local.
Harkim says a bill is on Governor Cuomo's desk to implement a 1% sales tax increase in the county with the highest property taxes in the nation, Westchester. Democratic Westchester County Executive George Latimer has said it is a vital way to secure revenue beyond the property tax. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.